Kyle, what do you see from the Cincinnati defense?
An aggressive defense. They, throw a number of looks at you. So we'll have to communicate, be good in our communication, make sure we're all on the same page. They got a good front four, but they really rotate, six, seven, eight guys in there. So they got a good front eight that, cause a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And I think Leon Hall's a very good cornerback on the one side. So we got to work it out for us.
What did you see from film, separate from the film, just top to bottom?
I think we, some of the good things are, we had the opportunities. We had a number of plays where the play was there to be made, and for whatever reason, we just passed the baton around, and we each made our own mistakes. We had chances to make play. That's a good thing. We got guys in this locker room, myself included, that will make those plays, that have done it in the past, and will do it in the future. And we just need to sharpen up things a little bit and make those plays when they're there.
Kyle, you said 10 days ago that you're not going to have a set balance that you want to have on the pass. But after that first game, how important is it to get into these magical situations and get that running game cranked up a little bit?
Yeah, we gotta help as an offense. We gotta help Mike McCoy out a little bit and stay in second down situations where we can run the ball. I think we had two or three second downs that were under 10 yards. So that's a tough on a play caller to sit there and call 20, 25 runs when we're in second and long because of penalties or whatever. So that'll help us out if we can execute on first down a little bit better, get into some more second and six, second and four, and be able to use our whole playbook.
How disconcerting is it to be in the situation you're in this week, coming off not just a loss, but a tough loss where you and the offense didn't come through the way you hoped to?
Well, we're in the same situation as 16 other teams. A race to get to our first win, a race to get back to 1-1, and just as an offense, we just excited to get back on the field. We know what type of an offense we have in this room. We have a lot of confidence that hasn't changed off of 1 week. So we expect to go out and play well and help the team win.
So keeping it in perspective, a big part of the focus this week.
Yeah, we're not sitting here hitting panic button by any means. Like I said, we know the players that we got in this locker room, and as players, we got to go out and play better now. There's no question about that, and you got to have a little sense of urgency to go out and do it this week. But we're excited to get back on the field.
Kyle, now that some of the hubbub has started again with Tebow, the fans chanting Tebow's name, do you feel there's any extra pressure on you?
No, not at all. I'm not going to sit here and waste my time answering questions about it, to be honest with you, until Coach Fox comes to me, and he's the only one that I'm going to listen to. So rather you guys not waste my time with the questions, because I'm not going to answer them.
Although, just one follow-up, he was asked in the press conference if it's fair, what's going on, and Coach said life's not fair. Is that kind of how you just look at it?
I just look at it like I don't care. So that's just, like I said, his opinion and my teammates' opinions will always be the one that matters.
Speaking of your teammates, you got a lot banged up. How concerned are you? There's a bunch of guys on both sides.
Yeah, it was a physical game, like it is every year. Guys that are number two on the depth chart have to step up and come in and play well for us. We've got good guys as backups that can come in and help us out. And hopefully those guys that got banged up can get back as quick as possible.
We don't know injury-wise with Mosham, but if Willis has to have a big workload, you're confident, obviously.
He's done it for a long time, and Lance Ball's played good football for us, and Johnson had a good preseason for us too. So we got a number of running backs that can play. We'd love to have Noshon back there, but if it's Willis, if it's Lance, then next man up.
Any sense of urgency at all, Kyle, to another game at home?
We got to play well at home. You can't lose at home, and unfortunately that's how we started out. But we're excited to get back out there. We're excited to show what we are as a team and as an offense.
I know it's history, but the last time we played Cincinnati, a fairly memorable game. What do you remember about that last play in Stokely?
Yeah, it was just, it was a crazy game how it came down. They've got a good defense on that side of the ball, and they played us tough, the whole way, and really had us down, to throw it over there to B. Marsh and see Stokely, who's a good friend of mine and one of the luckiest individuals I've ever met, for it to be him and running down the end zone was a special day.
It'll be a little weird to see the Bengals without Carson Palmer.
Yeah, that's all I've seen when I've played him, ever since I've been in the league. Carson was a good quarterback for him, but they've got good players there, and we'll have our hands full.